No matter what happens, there's always hope. Welcome back to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We start a new series, which hopefully will go for a while, called Ancient Ideas for Contemporary Living, where I'm going to share with you an insight each week from our early sources, our ancient Jewish writings, and then explain its relevance to our contemporary living, and of course, internalizing it with some meditation. So, right now, currently, in the Torah portions that we read on Shabbat, we are reading about the story of Exodus. We went out as a nation from Egypt, we became God's nation, and it was Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, that took us out of Egypt. But the beginning of the story starts when Moses had to run away from Egypt. He was being pursued by Pharaoh. He's in the country of Midian, taking care of his father-in-law's flock, when one day he sees a burning bush. That famous burning bush that was miraculously burning but not being consumed at the same time. He approaches it and it's God's voice, and God essentially wants him to return to Egypt, become the leader of the Jewish people and lead them out of Egypt. And Moses argues with God back and forth, and he's humble and he doesn't want to go and he feels he's not qualified and so on and so forth. But God insists. One of the things that Moses says is, when I go back to Egypt and I approach the Jewish people, they're not going to believe me. So God says, what are you holding in your hand? He says, I'm holding a stick, a staff. God says, throw it on the ground. And he did, and it turned to be a snake. He says, now pick it up by its tail. And he picked it up, and it returned to being a stick. And then he went on to give some other signs. But the question is, first of all, why did Moses suspect the Jewish people are not believing him? And therefore, when God provided a miraculous sign to take back, why did God say, turn your thing into a snake? And then he says, part of the sign is it needs to be turned back into a stick. Why the double part of the sign? Why are both parts necessary? And I saw a beautiful insight. Moses was saying to God, not that people won't believe in God, but when he goes back to the Jewish people, they're not going to believe that they are ready, deserving, or qualified for redemption. You see, the exodus from Egypt is not just about a physical redemption from physical slavery. It represents spiritual freedom, inner freedom, the freedom that we all knew to experience, becoming free from ourselves, not being trapped in our own temptations and our own inhibitions and our own limitations, but the idea to be able to grow and go beyond and reveal our infinite potential spiritually, to be able to connect to something higher, connect to a purpose, and not be trapped in our own indulgences. And our sages tell us that when the Jews were in Egypt, they were sunken and immersed into a great symbol of impurity, a great level, a great depth of impurity, because they had become assimilated and absorbed in the immorality and the impurity of Egypt. So Moses turns to God and says, they're not going to believe me. They're going to think they are stuck. They're going to think that they are a people who have descended so deep into the abyss of immorality and impurity and idol worship that they are not deserving of redemption. There's no way, there's no hope for them. Maybe someone else, but not them. So God says to Moses, what's in your hand? And he says, a staff, a stick. A stick is a symbol of hope, a support, strength, a supporting tool. He says, throw it down. He throws it down and becomes a snake. In Kabbalah, the snake, going back to the first snake in the Garden of Eden, is a symbol of absolute impurity. It's poisonous, the spiritual poison of the world. And that was symbolic of where the Jews were at the time. Now says God, pick it up by the tail. He picks it up and it transforms back into a stick. Says God, that's the sign. You might have sunken deep. You might have become a snake. You might have descended into poisonous toxicity. And yet, there's always, always hope. You can always come back to being a stick. You can always return to hope, to resilience, to strength, to spiritual growth. And that's the message that Moshe Rabbeinu takes back to the people in Egypt. You always have to have hope. Step one to spiritual redemption and personal exodus is to believe that it's possible, to believe that there's hope. Let's internalize that a bit. Just as we always do, become a little bit comfortable. Slowly close your eyes, remove distraction, and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Perhaps go a little bit deeper into yourself and become more aware and deep, breathe deeply and abdominally, and slowly breathe out. Try to be very aware, feel each inhalation, each exhalation. If your mind wanders, just slowly bring it back. Become present, notice the rhythm of life as you breathe. Feel the air filling your lungs. Feel the sensation of letting go. Breath in Hebrew is neshima, the same word as neshama, the soul. With each breath, become more aware of your neshama, your soul, the depth of your soul, the spark at the very core essence of who you are, that is always pure, that is always intact, that cannot be corrupted, that has infinity and infinite potential. As we stay aware and focused, sometimes we become aware of our limitations, our failings, our shortcomings. Sometimes we feel stuck. But as you breathe and connect to your neshama, we always have that soul. We always have that spark. Just imagine that little flame, that pure flame at the core essence of your being. Pure, holy, infinite, the point of return, the point of repair and rebuild. There's always hope. Come back to where you are, just remember that thought, because even each day, as we sometimes run into a block and we feel stuck, just need to stop and think. Anything we feel stuck about is superficial. Deep down, there's that neshama ready to repair and rebuild, ready to return, ready to be alive, ready to be strong. Have a wonderful day.